Leaders and healers, gamers and claimers, ladies and gentlemen from around the universe, from around the globe, from around the community, welcome to the Power, Purpose, and Passion podcast. I am your host, Anthony Cheem, speaker, life coach, author, trainer, singer, songwriter, musician, friend, podcast host, ready to give to you the best of what I've learned, earned, returned in this beautiful life that I've been given, this blessing life that I've been given, to give to you the best of what I've learned and returned over the past, you know, four decades. Truthfully, past 20 decades, really entering like the second phase of my life and just wanting to not make life about me, but make life about giving as much of me to the world in a loving, passionate, purposeful, and powerful way. Because that's what this show is all about. Claiming your power, clarifying your purpose, and cultivating your deepest, widest, and highest passions possibly. So you can ultimately grow up, show up, get up, step up, live it up. And you can literally live a fulfilling life, upgrading your life, enhancing your life, advancing your life, and making the necessary updates and upgrades to literally fulfill your highest potentials and then ultimately inspire others to do the exact same, because that's what life's all about. So thank you for joining us on the show consistently. Whether you're listening to this on the show passively, working out, in the car, you know, walking, at home, cleaning, whatever you're doing, changing the baby's diaper, it really doesn't matter. The fact that you're joining in on this program, we are so, so blessed that you're here with us and willing to listen and commit your time to learning about life, learning about success, happiness, spirituality, all those things that culminate into Human 101. So thank you. And today's episode, and before we actually get into the show, Cameron, my power partner from Chatham, this would not be happening unless he offered his gifts and talents and abilities in the techie side of things to make this happen. And us combining our efforts, you know, we conspire together, inspire together, and we use our talents and gifts to spread this message of love. So thank you for joining us. What's going on, Cam? How you doing?
Doing really, really good. Learning lots. Life is happening so quickly, but also so slowly at the same time. Yes. And I'm a lot more aware of the internal dialogue. So I'm realizing how how sometimes we are the opposite of gentle with ourselves. One cool thing that I heard from somebody was somebody explained, you should talk to yourself as if you're talking to a friend and make it seem like it's another person. Yeah. And when you have that perspective, you realize, wow, you're really terrible to yourself sometimes. Yep. And especially me, and I know especially you, we're like really, really hard on ourselves. Yeah. So lately I've been noticing to be much more gentle with myself, and it's really made a difference.
Good. Cameron, I think that's no better way to start the show and to really you know, provide a launching pad for this particular topic of power of gentleness, because over the past 8-9 days, I know I, for the people that listen to the show consistently, I went back to fundamentals. Basically a number of years ago, 15 years ago, I decided that, you know, with my original mentor, he said, you know, always stick to fundamentals. Anytime you feel like you're getting lost, stick to fundamentals. Fundamentals of fitness, fundamentals of communication, fundamentals of spirituality, fundamentals of relationships, of mental and emotional well-being, money, whatever it might be. It always goes back to fundamentals. And one of the strategies I used to use a lot, and I steered away from for a long time, and I just returned back to it on May 1st, which was only about, you know, 7-8 days ago, was to practice one virtue per month on the first of every month for that 30 or 31 day period, and literally make that your primary focus of attention of mastering that one virtue. And this particular one is calmness, centeredness, serenity. I just use one word, but I use those three words to kind of trigger me to go into those states, to make aware the power of calmness, the power of serenity, the power of being centered, regardless of what's happening outside of you or even inside your mind. Because it's not really the chaos that's happening outside you that's crazy. I mean, you can't control that. But the one that's the battlefield that's happening in your mind, I remember hearing even Thich Nhat Hanh saying, the wars that we perceive to be on the outside are just a result of the wars that exist inside our mind, inside of us. And I have to say, over the past 8-9 days of practicing, do my best to remain as calm as possible, do my best to remain as centered as possible, do my best to remain serene and centered as possible. Do you know what I realized? Here is the underlying lesson that I learned. And this is the basis of power of gentleness. This is the primary lesson I learned. And it's so good. I wanted to share it with you. So in this today's episode, here's the lesson. The more you realize, the more you practice a virtue like calmness or patience, which is going to be my next month's virtue, patience, The more you practice one of those virtues, the more it magnifies that virtue in everything that you see, you hear, you feel. Here's one thing I realized. The more you try and practice it, or the more you attempt to practice, the more you become aware and you have this realization that comes over you, the how uncalm you actually are, right? It actually reveals how actually uncalm you are. And practicing patience for the next month, I know that's going to reveal in me how actually impatient I really am at my core, because it's really going deep into how hard it is for me to be calm, how hard it is to me for me to be centered most of the time. You're not going to be centered all the time, but to practice it in those moments when you are when you're wanting to control it, or you're wanting to do something, and you're doing your very best to center yourself, to remain serene and calm. That is the underlying lesson. So if you're going to practice a virtue, like any virtue, persistence, calmness, courage, faith, love, whatever it is you decide to practice, one of the virtues, I warn you, if you decide to do it, be forewarned that it will reveal to you, it'll open up a door that says, here in your life is where you're uncalm. Here's in your life where you're uncentered. Here's in your life where you're truly impatient. And that's taking the spiritual journey. And I've told this before to people, and this is relayed to many different spiritual teachers that I've worked with, listened to, read about, attended in seminars, and they all talk about the same thing. If you are truly on a deep path of spiritual awakening and wanting so badly and yearning and starving for fulfillment and love and connection with the divine and connection with people, connection with nature, and being the best version of yourself, I'm going to tell you right now, I love the fact that if that's your purpose and that's what you want to do at your core being, that's amazing. But be prepared for the divine to put a magnifying glass on the areas where you're screwing up. It literally will, and go, well, oh my, it's going to be scary, because you're like, oh my gosh, I didn't know I had these problems. I didn't know I had, right? And so we on the show, we talked about shadow work, and I'm going to get to power of gentleness in a moment and where this ties in. We've talked about shadow work. Shadow is a part of you that you just don't like about yourself, that you deny, and if there's a part of us we don't like about ourselves, we tend to disassociate from it and then project it onto other people. Since we don't like to hate ourselves for it, will hate that very quality in other people. And that will literally amplify those qualities. And it was like this aha moment for me. I'm listening to, particularly right now, to an audio program with two amazing people. Like these two people are my heroes, Ken Wilber and Richard Rohr. Richard Rohr's interviewing Ken Wilber, and they're having a 90-minute conversation. I'm like blown away by these two titans of human beings, like top people in the world. Yet they're so humble, so knowledgeable, so wise, so loving and caring. It's just unbelievable. I'm so captivated by their wisdom and their presence. But the point of the matter is they talk about the power of shadow work and how to remain gentle in those times and to face what you fear, face what you don't like. And one of the things they talk about, and I'm going to tie this in with the power of gentleness, is the idea that when those areas in your life that are being magnified because you're practicing a spiritual practice, or you're practicing calmness, or you're practicing patience, it's going to be magnified and it'll come up. There's going to be things that are going to come up out of your unconscious, and all of a sudden it's going to attack you. And all of a sudden you'll feel agitated. You'll feel maybe panicky or anxious, and you'll have to be able to weather that storm, breathe through it, talk to it, acknowledge it. One of my friends, Miranda, she's a psychotherapist and a dear friend of mine, and I respect her wholeheartedly. I know Cam has met her before. She's a spiritual, I just love her on so many different levels. And one of the gifts she's given me as of late was, take a picture of when you were 5 years old or six or seven, frame it, and each night before you go to bed, look at that, pick it up, give it a hug, and say, I love you. That inner child inside you, right? And it's amazing. I almost started crying, because I'm like, there's many things that when I was a child, I look at my children, how beautiful and innocent, how wonderful they are. And I'm like, and then I look, how did I get here? How did I lose that innocence? How did I lose that sort of clarity? How did I lose that sort of, that sort of wonder of life, right? And, out of shame and out of hurt and out of people betraying me and out of suffering and pain, all those things culminate into, we build walls around of ourselves. But in those moments of deep vulnerability and deep suffering, deep pain, that is particularly the most when we need to be most gentle with ourselves. But the ego and the cynic will do the opposite. It will do everything to control it. Well, you know, the cynic will come up and say, yeah, that's where you screwed up and you're a loser. You'll never go anywhere. The ego will say, yeah, you know what? Screw those guys. And it'll start to judge that area of your life. And then you'll just go in this crazy mode of, oh my gosh, I guess I'm not worthy. I guess I'm a loser. I guess I'm supposed to be punished. I guess I'm not supposed to have happiness, or I guess I'm not supposed to be successful, or I guess I'm, and you start to beat yourself up. But there's a part of you that's separate from all of that, that can stand back from it, be aware of those voices, those thoughts, those phrases that the ego and the cynic are coming up and attacking you, and being able to hug those parts of you, so to speak to those parts of you, get to know those parts of you so that you're not afraid of them anymore. And the more intimate you become with those parts of you, I can tell you right now, gentleness just comes as a byproduct. Because imagine those parts of you were five-year-old children. I remember one of the greatest techniques was from a master communicator I was listening to, and he was talking about the next time you're having an altercation with somebody, imagine that person is a 100-year-old man or woman, or imagine that person is a infant baby. And all of a sudden, it totally reframes and completely breaks your pattern a bit, right? And I tried that the other day, by the way, and it did work. It did break my pattern. But the point is, gentleness, I think, is one of the virtues I think most people, because we're taught in our Western society not to be gentle. We're taught to be dog-eat-dog world, go after it, fight. And we're not taught to sit down and be gentle and speak to ourselves with loving kindness. And if you truly wish and desire to be a instrument of loving kindness, then it makes sense to turn that loving kindness towards yourself first, because you cannot give that which you do not have. You can't give 20 bucks where you only have 10 bucks in your pocket. So if you want to be an enhanced, fully integral, loving human being, then guess what? You're going to have to accept those parts of you that you don't like, dive into those parts. Because I've said this before on many shows that, you know, unconditional love, that means without any conditions, meaning that you have to basically got to get to the point where you love every part of you. You, even the parts that you dislike, that's hard to get to. That is extreme, and that's the narrow path that I think, you know, the spiritual teachers, saints, sages, and Sufis talk about. It's a narrow path that not many take, because it's a hard path, but it's one of those necessary paths to spiritual awakening and to allow your soul to fly free and be the authentic version of you that you were meant to be, that God meant you to be. So I'm practicing that now. And the past month and a half has tested my ability to be calm and to be gentle on myself. And I sure hope, you know, that lesson, these lessons that we talk about today that will help you, because we need more gentleness and kindness in this world. So any thoughts of that there, Cam?
Yeah, I'd say one of the things that struck a chord the most was this idea that when you decide, okay, I want to adopt this personality trait, or I want to upgrade here, or I want to become better and do better in this area, you, for the next little bit, are basically met with the biggest challenges and roadblocks to that thing. And yes. I think it's because that's basically what it takes to build yourself, to learn, to get better. Yes. Because if it came easy, then it doesn't make sense. Things don't just happen. There's always a path to there. There's always you know, roadblocks and trials and tribulations and problems and difficulties. And it's like this big tunnel. And that's something, and it's weird because during that you're terrible to yourself most of the time. Yeah. Because the person who wants to be there so quickly is not patient and blames it on the person who's messing up. And it's almost like there's multiple beings inside of you, like, arguing. Yep. And it's a lot. Yep. For sure. Yep. And it is. One thing that I one perspective that I had on self-love was, for me anyways, it all happened in a moment, like randomly during a meditation. It just happened. And I explained it like it was as if these two people had been living together in this small apartment for years, 20 years, and they never actually told each other how they feel about each other. And it doesn't necessarily need to be good, but they weren't even straight up with one another. And the moment they were straight up with one another, they began to understand where the other person was coming from. And they began to love each other. And there was no more conflict. There was no more, like, almost tension. It wasn't even conflict. It was tension. I was living in a state of tension for a very long time. But yes. then I met these two parts of myself, the inner child and the cynic, or whatever you want to call them.
Yeah.
And they finally got to an agreement, a sort of middle ground where they understand each other. It's such a weird way of explaining it.
No, it's not. No, it's not. That's deep work. That's the deep work that most people don't want to do. Because when I first started doing this work too, and Queen said it best, she just said it on Instagram. She said, I'm scared of facing my shadow, but I know how important it is. There's an intuitive part of you that knows that you have to dive into your darkness in order to awaken fully. Because the reality is, like, I'll give you an example. If it was absolute white light everywhere, could we actually see? No. But if there was total darkness, could we see either? And the answer is no. So there has to be a coalescing of light and darkness. That's why they call it, it's so brilliant, they call it the shadow. Because it's the part of us that follows us everywhere, but it's very subtle oftentimes. And oftentimes, why meditation and prayer and being gentle on ourselves when we're so tough and being aware, just catching yourself being hard and then being gentle to that part of you. It's so hard because everything's calling you for you to do the opposite, to beat yourself up, because that's how we've been taught. That's how our ego and our cynic deals with things, because it's scared. And I have to say that why meditation and prayer, centering prayer and meditation in various forms of, rain dances and drumming and singing and what they call in the Catholic Church, Lectio Divina, where you basically focus on one scripture or one psalm or one mantra and you study it and you examine it and you contemplate on it for like 30 minutes. You just on that one sentence and you just literally focus in on that. And whatever it might be for you, or breathing or mindfulness, whatever it is, the reason why it's so important, because 95 to 97% of the things that come up that irritate us are completely unconscious. So we need a practice to literally break open the door of our unconscious mind, dive into it in order for there to be resolve. You can't do it from a conscious state of fear and I'm gonna fight it, because you can't. Because from a conscious level, you can't. 95% of the things, you're not even aware of why it bothers you or why it irritates you. Or you ever ask yourself this question? And you ever ask yourself this question? Why is this really irritating? What's really going on here? Why am I irritated by it? And why is this person beside me not so irritated by it? Or maybe they are. They're just denying it. But when it comes to interior work, the best gift you can give yourself is a spiritual practice of meditation, of prayer. And it sucks, because I can tell you, just as Cam said, meditation will reveal to you the beauty, the beatific things in life, the light, the flowers, and the everything interiorly. But it also can bring up some dark places as well, which can be very scary and tumultuous for a lot of people. So oftentimes we need coaches, we need spiritual directors, we need psychotherapists and coaches, and people around us, friends, deep friendships, mentors, to help us kind of navigate through that, to make sense of those things. Because oftentimes, if we can't make sense of those things, we then start to beat ourselves up even more. Oh, I haven't dealt with that thing when I was 7 years old. I haven't forgiven that person. And just acknowledging you that you've like, as an example, let's say, for example, for a long time, you've tried so hard for years to forgive a particular person in life, and you just find it, you still find the hate coming up, and you just cry out and say, God, I'm having such a tough time forgiving this person. That becomes your prayer. That call out to the frustration, saying, I know I should forgive this person, but I'm having a tough time holding on to the hate. I'm giving my hurts, my pain. I need to go deeper into this. I need some guidance. And that's when you use that as a prayer. That becomes that frustration then becomes the prayer. Your calling out, your cries, your tears become the very core that connects you with the deepest part of you. Vulnerability and powerlessness then become your best friends, because we're so scared to be vulnerable. We're so scared to be powerless. And according to spiritual teachings, powerlessness and vulnerability are the two most powerful forces. And even Miranda, my friend, she teaches me that too. I remember the first time she asked me that, she put her hand on my knee, and I remember her saying, I remember her saying to me, she put her hand on my knee, looked deep into my eyes, and said, it's okay to be vulnerable. And I just like just tears coming down my face. Just like I couldn't hold back, because, you know, and I often say to a lot of men, say a lot of male anger is actually a disguise for male sadness. And that's when we need to be gentle on ourselves. And if we can't be gentle on ourselves, that's when we need a best friend. That's when we need a therapist. That's when we need someone like a life coach or a spiritual director to guide us through that. Let's go deep. Let's do it. You're not alone. Let's do this together. And that's why, particularly why I do this show too, so that you don't feel alone. That say, hey, you know what? That particular podcast about gentleness, wow, that was perfect for what I was going through. You know how many times I've had many people, my clients, friends, random people come and said, do you know that episode you did last week? Man, I was listening to it and I was like, I need an answer. And you, boom, it was there. And that's exact. We need those sources of inspiration. And I can tell you, I'm going through it too. And part of the reason why I like to share my own personal journey with everyone is because, hey, I'm human too. I'm on the journey with you. But I know this. Love wins in the end, whenever that may be, if there is even an end. But love wins. I truly believe that. And part of that is facing our darkness. And thank you for being honest there, Queen. She said, oh man, I have so much hate for myself. I've been ignoring it. I hear you, sister. I wish I could give you a big hug and hold that tension with you. But part of that is holding the tension. I've talked about this, that liminal space. A good spiritual director will allow you to step into that hallway of confusion where you've exited one door and you haven't quite found another door. And part of you wants to run back to the old door, and a part of you wants to run to a new door. But the real challenge is holding that space where you can sit in the hallway and be comfortable with being uncomfortable. That is so hard. And it's so counterintuitive, because we're not taught that. We're taught to do something new, to distract ourselves, or go back to how it used to be. It is so hard. But I can tell you, and this doesn't just come from books or from my own spiritual direction and my own sort of contemplation, but this comes from deep experience, that when I hold that tension, when I finally do arise from it and extract whatever I need from that dark place, from that deep place within me, man, a new level of love is presented and exuded and emanated from me, not because of what I've done, but because what love has done to me, right? And I really hope you guys got that. And this is really from the heart, because I'm going through it right now, and I wanted to share this with you from the heart of hearts, from my soul of soul, to really inspire you and to make maybe help you make sense of the suffering and the pain that you might be going through, or the personal challenge that you're going through. So, ladies and gentlemen, it was a great episode. I appreciate you listening to this. And Cam, thank you again for always supporting this show and what you do as my friend, as my colleague, as my power partner. Amen to you, brother. And so thank you. Any last words there, Cam?
Yeah. Sorry, my mic was muted again. No problem. I think this was a really important episode, because even myself, we don't want to sit in that uncomfortable place. It's almost like the ego disguises its voice as your own, and it comes up with irrational reasons to go to a new door. It will give you 1,000 reasons to go to a new door.
Just do it.
Like every time I fast, it's like, well, I could use at least this, or like, that's really good for you at least. And you know, that'd be great. And that's not me speaking. It's like my cravings in the form of thoughts. Yes. But when you sort of, you're right. When you take a step back and you just watch it all happening, it's almost like there is no good and bad. There's no more comfortable, less comfortable. You're just, it's all the same. It's all one picture.
Yes. Yes.
And that's
yes.
definitely something that I need to practice, because of, I mean, yeah, I guess we could talk about this tomorrow if you want.
Oh, we can. I mean, we can expand on this episode for like probably for hours and days. I mean, I know. And I have to say, let me end this podcast, particularly how what's possible in this world and the possibilities for the human being. There's a story, true story of, and this is comes from Ken Wilber, and you talked about how when you become the highest spiritual awakened version that God intended you to be, literally, it's impossible to feel fear and pain and suffering. And he gives an example of how these groups of Buddhist meditators from Vietnam during the Vietnam War were sitting in a lotus position, exuding love and compassion for the people that are about to kill them. And these people douse these meditators while they're in this meditative state in a lotus position. They douse these Buddhist meditators, totally powerless and defenseless and vulnerable, accepting their fate as it is. As they're being doused with gas, they were giving away nothing but love and compassion towards the people who were about to kill them. They lit these meditators on fire. Do you know what happened to them? They didn't even flinch as their bodies became ash. They literally couldn't feel the pain because they were exuding nothing but love and compassion. And I thought, how's that even possible? But if people could get to that level where they have so much love, so much equanimity, so much grace, so much radical gratitude and compassion for even the people that are about to kill them, I feel like I'm in JK still. if the world can produce people like that, of that level of generativity, at that level of human being, man, do I have a lot to learn. But man, I tell you, I'm going to equip myself as much as I can each day, no matter how hard it gets, because man, that love is our name. Love it. We came from love. That's who we are. And our job as human beings is to return to that love and then teach it to others. That's basically that's my sort of conclusion so far anyway. But anyway, let's end this podcast. It went off on a crazy tangent. I love it though. And thank you for listening on this podcast and supporting this podcast. And we love the fact that we get to support you too. So God bless you guys, leaders and healers, ladies and gentlemen, to continued upgrade and evolution. Live it up with power, purpose, passion, and gentleness. God bless you guys.